What's up? I figured both concerts are now under my belt. Shit. They were good. They were an experience, you know. The first night I didn't intend to go because I didn't have a ticket. So I had flown in to Phoenix and I'm like, okay, let me kind of, discover the city. And I'm discovering the city. And so I dressed up and I thought, oh, I'll just go to a bar, go get something to eat. So I put on like a black shirt and, black button-up shirt, and it was cold. And I'm like, okay. But then out of curiosity, something, not curiosity, something told me, go see if you can find a scalper. And lo and behold, I found one, and he was like $100 for a tool ticket tonight's show. And I'm like, oh, I got 100. Here you go. So I go in, boom. I'm thinking, oh shit. So I got to take in the first night, and then whoo, that was a set list. And I got to see that, oh, okay, the hometown show from Maynard, he really puts it out there. I mean, he was the band was just fine tuned, and he was ready, and just and I, someone had some herb, thank you, by the way. And we all got to talking, and no, it was a very fun and fascinating night. And then today or yesterday, I got night two under the belt. That was a very different set list. They pulled out a lot of stuff from Undertow, and Undertow is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Well, it was in 2023, now it's 2024. So yeah, it was, and this was different because these were, okay, the seat that I had on the first night, remember, that's like a last minute thing. So it was a upper, and it wasn't nosebleed though. That's the thing. It was beautiful viewpoint, vantage point. Now tonight's or last night's, that was floor. So when people were standing, I was like standing on my tippy toes and shit. Because I'm That's always the thing. I thought I was 5'9", and then my brother tried to measure me back in September, and he's like, no, you're like 5'8½". And I'm like, fuck. So I stand on my tippy toes like I'm doing, those exercises at the gym. And I can hold it pretty well. That didn't sound right, but oh well, innuendo. But yeah, they did a lot of Undertow, and these were floor seats. I paid well for these floor seats. Those were probably, now if I were to get floor seats in California, it's a little pricier. But for some reason, when I did this back in October, the floor seats for Arizona were cheaper, and I went, oh shit. So yeah, it was, the other thing was I was there early. I went and had some lunch, like a late lunch. Like a big burrito at this really amazing place. And then, I was waiting in line because I wanted a coin. That's all I wanted was a fucking coin. It's like a commemorative coin. If I can find it. There it is. And they give you like a little pouch to put it in. So let me pull this fucker out. Oh, this is beautiful. This is Tool North America Tour 2024, Fear Inoculum. They've been torn off this album for 5 years. Shit. Oh yeah. And then it has We Are All One Breath, One Word, One Spirit, One Spark, Sun Becoming. I love that. That's actually a beautiful song. And then if you look at the coin, well, you can't look at it, but I can. People wanted to hold it. And I'm like, I'm kind of, like, I know it's like the precious, like it's Frodo. And I'm kind of squeamish to let him hold this fucking thing because it wasn't cheap. It was worth every penny, though. I did not want a shirt because I have so many Tool shirts. It's not even funny. I have hats. I was wearing a Tool jacket. Okay. Saturday, February 10th, 2024, Arizona, Footprint Center. Yeah, baby. It's so beautiful. So yeah, because I had seen those coins in their stories, and I thought, oh, I want a fucking coin. I don't want a fucking shirt or a backpack. They have the backpacks. And I met a gentleman the other night, on Friday night, at the bar, and he had a backpack. He was originally from Mexico and told me to come and visit his ranch in Mexico. I was like, okay, sure. I'm totally going to take him up on that. But yeah, it's been an interesting time. It's kind of like, oh, all right. We're here. We're queer. It's all good. Went to some shops, walked around Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, took in some burritos, and yeah, it was interesting. I didn't get to explore as much of the state as I wanted to, because that was really the plan. And something happened, it was like, shit. So I had to recalibrate things in terms of how far I could go. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, because I wanted to visit the different parts of Arizona. But maybe next time. Or not maybe. I mean, it's in the cards, because I was like, I said I'll definitely come back. You know, this is, I like I said, when I stepped off the plane and I smelled the air, I thought, whoa. This is an interesting place. Like, I felt very calm, you know? And so, like, when things would kind of, like, you know, certain reservations happened. And so I wasn't really stressed about it. I was like, oh, okay, you know, plan B. Because, you know, I always have a plan B. And plan B and, you know, and that's how we ended up here. So, yeah, I really have enjoyed seeing Tool. I had always wanted to see them two nights in a row, and here we go, two nights in a row. So far of a total, I've seen Tool a total of 7 times. Lucky 7, the divine number 7, you know. Or as the Pixies, remember the Pixies? If the devil is 6, if the devil is 6, then God is 7, then God, or yeah, the creator, or the omnipotent, or Yahweh. I mean, I studied all that in college. You know, if God is 7, this monk is gone to heaven. Yeah. God, I was born in the year of the monkey. But we are now in the year of the dragon. Isn't that wonderful? And who was born 80-something years ago in the year of the dragon? Mr. Bruce Lee. Whew. You know, as I go on this journey, I try to tap into that Bruce Lee energy. First of all, he's a Sagittarius. I was talking to this wonderful lady at a shop that I go to when I'm at in California. And we were talking about Bruce Lee. And I said, here he is, a fire sign, and he's telling people to be like water. And she's like, you know why he did that? And I said, why? Because he didn't want people to tap into his fire, because that's his ego right there. That's his fire. He wants, you know, when Bruce is like, be like water, my friend, because he doesn't want them to take his power. It's like, I already have my power. So, yeah, you know, and also the royal jelly. I need to get a hold of some royal jelly, because I think that would be helpful. I did back in like 2009, 2010 when I first started researching Bruce Lee, and I thought, oh, he took royal jelly? Shit. But it's pricey, and it's like, you know. But then again, so was this trip. It was pricey, but it was worth it. It was fucking worth it. And I had planned this, let's see. Memory, come on. Probably October 5th or 6th. Like, I was in Pollock Pines with a group of people, and probably I was already planning it then. I'd already kind of saved certain things, like, okay, but I hadn't purchased yet. Like, I had saved it, I put it in the queue because I knew the first night was going to sell out of the Phoenix show. I knew it was a hometown show. So then I got the second night. So that was in the queue because, you know, I know how to do that shit. So, and then I put everything else together, and on the 31st did, you know, you cross your T's and dot your I's and all that other shit. And then, my buddy James, whom I love so dearly, I had to also, because I, you know, he did our party house, and so I had to give him my half of the thing. So, and I did both. So I, yeah, because I was like, sure, I'll do it, you know, because that's what I do. You know, I'm a man with a plan, to the chagrin of others who are like, no, you didn't plan very well. Well, sometimes, you know, if it's, yeah, if, and also, keep in mind, I do have PTSD, so that kind of messed with my brain a little bit. And when I'm under pressure, oh, fuck. I've always had a form of PTSD, and I'm starting to figure that out from my experiences as a teenager. And, you know, in high school, getting jumped and getting knocked the fuck out. Oh yeah. Or then getting into fights, and then, because I wouldn't always win, but see, it wasn't in it to me to win, because I was a lover, not a fighter. That's what they would tell me, you know, I was a lover, not a fighter. That's true. And so, you know, that's kind of where the PTSD comes from. And then other things, and you know, when you have PTSD and then you have ADHD, and it's like, oh jeez, you know. And I'm a very social person, but you know, those car wrecks, those kind of fucked me up. The first one, and I like driving. That's the thing. It's not that I'm not scared to drive. Okay, I could drive any fucking car. Give it to me and I'll do it. I'm not the best driver, and some of you know that, you know, but that's because I'm under pressure. When I'm under pressure, I do really stupid things. Now, the talking and driving, I don't like to do. And so I sometimes just tell people, just be quiet and I'll talk to you when I feel like it. Now, if I'm in the Bay Area and I'm driving to San Francisco, for some reason I can drive and I talk and I maintain my speed and I don't fluctuate. It's a weird thing, probably because San Francisco, those roads are so busy, and I know my way around there more than other towns. Yeah. So like, if people want me to do certain things while I'm driving, I can't because of the PTSD. That's why. Because I know, like my reaction time. Okay. Yeah. 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 Eventually, I'm probably going to have to see a doctor about this. I'm kind of mulling it, because it's like, I don't want to. But yeah, this trip has been interesting. Very interesting. Things happened. But I got to see this band that I love. That's the thing. I got to see Tool. I enjoyed the nightlife of downtown Phoenix. I really did. Met a lot of people. I had a lot of Mexican food. You know, the Mexican food was really good. It was just amazing. And yeah, I'm not much of a drinker. I'm really not. Like at the show, what did I have? Like a Jameson? I think that's what it was. Like a sour Jameson? I don't remember. Just one. Just one is good enough for me. That's my... Two, and yeah, I don't think so. I'm a lightweight. I'm a toker, you know. It's like that song, I'm a joker, and I'm a toker, I'm a lover, and I'm a fighter, and I'm a midnight toke. I think that's what he says. I'd have to look at the lyrics. I haven't listened to that in such a fucking long time. But Tool, really, they brought it, and if I can access my tablet, you try flying with this fucking thing. I remember I went through TSA and they're like, where's the case? And I said, I like living dangerously. And the one guy says, really? Yeah. And have you dropped it several times? Okay, Tool set list. Now, eventually I'm going to have to go to see them in Europe, because they will not do, what's this? They will not do Tempest in the States. So I'm going to talk to one of my cousins and say, hey, you want to go to Or fuck it, I might just do it myself. Fuck that. Anyway, let's go over to first night at the Footprint in Phoenix. Okay, Third Eye Heartbeat intro, Fear Inoculum, of course, Jombie, Rosetta Stoned, Yuma, Sweat, ooh, Descending, The Grudge, Chocolate Chip Trip, Calling Voices, Invincible, Stinkfist. All right. Now tonight, or last night, I keep forgetting it's 2 in the morning, Fear Inoculum, The Pot, Rosetta Stoned, Yuma, Intolerance, Descending, The Grudge, Chocolate Chip Trip, Flood, ooh, so good, Invincible, and Schism, or Schism, or Schism, Schism, or Schism. It was good. It was amazing. It was nice. So people are hitting me up right now, so that means it's time for me to stop recording. But I'm here for a couple more days until the 13th. But I wanted to thank Arizona. It's Phoenix. Phoenix is very interesting. My parents used to live here back in the 70s. So it's maybe me coming home, you know. They didn't like it here, though. It was the 70s. My mother said it was too hot. And I'm like, what? She said the cat would sleep in the tub. And I'm like, and my brother and I one time said, how come you didn't just rough it out? We could have had a different life living in Phoenix. You know, more interesting. But then I wouldn't be who I am, probably. You know, I've always been weird. But I like the vibe here. It's a very good vibe. So good night.